This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I don't want to alarm anybody here, but eventually money is going to go away. Not the idea of money, the idea that you have a means of exchange that's worth something. No, I mean actual money, the currency and the coins. Instant person-to-person electronic payments are the wave of the future, which is why this week a couple of the financial biggies, Bank of America and Wells Fargo among them, formed a digital payments network to catch up with other scrappier players in that space like Venmo and Square Cash. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that story.
Customers of several big banks have been able to send money to friends and family digitally for a few years now. But it wasn't until recently, like yesterday in the case of Wells Fargo, that the transaction happened in real time. Here's Wells Fargo spokesman Chris Dahl.
If you're, for example, splitting a dinner check or you're paying a babysitter and you don't have cash or you don't want to use cash, real-time funds availability just takes the money from one account and puts it in the other account within a couple minutes.
That's assuming the recipient banks with a lender in the same payments network. With an app like Venmo, that money may not get to your bank account for a day or two. However, Venmo is really popular among millennials, and banks want millennials' business. Jim Sinegal is an analyst at Morningstar. He says the instant peer-to-peer payments alone won't be especially lucrative for banks, but they serve a strategic purpose.
The idea is that it's a gateway for the more profitable payment transactions.
Like merchant transactions, where banks make money on interchange fees. Sinegal says the banks want their customers to use them for all those functions and not let PayPal and Venmo take over their turf. Tally Baker is an analyst at IT Group. She says the one disadvantage banks may have, though, is that apps like Venmo seem easier and more fun to use. Wells Fargo's app requires extra steps, like logging in with your bank account and password if you don't have an iPhone with thumbprint identification.
So I think that's the hurdle for banks now, it's them being able to make their apps as frictionless and to sort of have that cool appeal.
I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.